Colorado has been trying to get skiers out of their cars. World-class ski resorts like Vail and Breckenridge are less than 100 miles from Denver, and traffic to get to these resorts is getting really bad. The resorts have started partnering with the state to run ski buses, but the buses are not very popular. Here's Nathaniel Miner from Colorado Public Radio.
If you want to ski one of Colorado's half dozen most popular resorts along Interstate 70, you've got to get up early. It's a Saturday morning at about 6 o'clock, and just a few minutes into the drive, I've come to a complete stop.
I was not early enough. The line just to get onto I-70 is probably half a mile long. Great.
On a weekday, this drive would take about an hour. Today, it's stop and go the entire way. Red taillights snake out for miles in front of me as I slog my way into the mountains. Finally, I'm there, Loveland Ski Area.
It took 2.5 hours to go about 60 miles.
Tens of thousands of Coloradans make this powder pilgrimage every weekend, and traffic has gotten worse. The average time for this drive has gone up nearly 15 minutes in the last 5 years. So Colorado state government has partnered with three ski resorts to run weekend ski buses from Denver. One pulled up just after I got there. Midden Mohan was one of about a dozen people on board. It was his first ride, and he says he'll be a regular from now on.
Absolutely, because, you know, when you look at all the mileage on my car, etc., if I'm just getting here solo, yeah, I will.
Buses move large numbers of people more efficiently than cars. But Colorado's fleet isn't big enough to have a noticeable effect on traffic just yet, and they're running less than half full.
What we're hoping for is for the program to expand.
Bob Wilson is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The more cars, more vehicles we can get off the roadway, the better it's going to be. Even if it's a small dent, it's a dent nonetheless.
Fares start at $25 round trip. Resorts subsidize them to keep them low. But that's still not quite low enough for people like Alicia and Kyle Helm of Denver.
We did a little bit of calculation as far as like how much money we spend in gas to get up here. And we've got a dog that we take, so If it weren't for the dog,
We'd probably take it.
There is more than just the price of gas to consider. Using the IRS's mileage rate that factors in things like wear and tear, it costs about $70 to drive to Loveland and back. But drivers like cars' flexibility. And then there's the parking lot. It has its own culture. Even this early in the morning, people are out tailgating, lots of craft beers and the occasional whiff of weed. Emily Maynard and her friend Lauren Feathers were sipping canned vodka cocktails in the back of their Subaru. They say the bus intrigued them, but...
I don't want to sit in that traffic that long.
Yeah, the thing is, traffic sucks already, but sitting in a bus in traffic would be... With, like, smelly strangers, I'm not for it.
Many skiers say they'd love a train to the resorts, but the state estimates it would cost $10 to $30 billion to build. That's not happening anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Nathaniel Miner in Colorado.